The people of Israel had conquered most of the Promised Land. Under Joshua's leadership, the Israelites had overcome the powerful coalition of the five kings of the south and the even more formidable confederacy of the northern nations. Encouraged and upheld by the Lord, Joshua had pressed on, advancing victoriously across the country. Hazor, the capital of the north, a very powerful citadel, had fallen to the Israelites and been burnt. But the other cities that were taken were not destroyed. Most of the captured towns were later settled by the Israelites, after the land had been allotted to the different tribes. The conquest of Canaan lasted several years, but not all the land was taken, nor were all the inhabitants exterminated. Many Canaanites escaped and came back to resettle their towns. The main areas that had not been conquered by the Israelites were the two coastal regions of the Philistines to the south and the Phoenicians to the north, as well as several important cities like Jerusalem and pockets of Canaanite resistance in many parts of the country. However, after most of the land had been conquered, the fighting came to an end, and the land had rest from war. The Lord said to Joshua, "You are very old, and there are still large areas of the country to be taken over. Now divide the land as an inheritance among the tribes, as I have instructed you." So Joshua, Eleazar the priest, and the heads of the tribal clans of Israel divided up the land as God had commanded them. This was done by drawing lots, a method God had specifically instructed the Israelites to use. Each tribe was assigned a share of the inheritance as it fell by lot. The larger tribes received a bigger portion, while the smaller tribes and families had less. The tribes of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh had already received their inheritance on the east bank of the Jordan when Moses had given them the kingdoms of Sihon and Og. Reuben had received the southern part of this vast territory, Gad the center, and Manasseh the northern regions. The tribe of Levi was given no particular allotment in the land of Canaan. As the Levites were consecrated to the service of the sanctuary, their inheritance was God himself. 48 towns with their pasture lands were given to them by the other tribes, 4 cities from each tribe. 13 of these towns, lying in the territories of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin to the south of Canaan, were allotted to the priests, Aaron's descendants, and 35 cities scattered throughout the country were assigned to the other Levites. Out of these 48 towns, 6 were designated as cities of refuge, where a man who had committed unintentional homicide could find asylum and protection from any act of vengeance until he had stood trial before the assembly. There were 3 cities of refuge on each bank of the Jordan. Out of the 12 tribes, there remained, therefore, 9.5 which had not yet received an inheritance in the land of Canaan, as the tribe of Joseph was composed of 2 tribes, Ephraim and Manasseh, while the Levites were not counted with the others. Judah was given most of the southern part of Canaan, comprising desert wastes, hill country, and lowlands. Simeon's share was taken out of the southern regions of Judah's vast inheritance. Ephraim and the half-tribe of Manasseh that had not yet received any land settled in the central part of the country, to the north of Judah. The small allotments that fell to Benjamin and Dan lay between Judah and Ephraim, Dan to the west towards the seacoast, and Benjamin to the east towards the Jordan. To the north of Manasseh stretched the portions attributed to Issachar and Zebulun, while Naphtali and Asher shared the northern limits of the land, with Asher lying parallel to the seacoast and Naphtali alongside. Sometime later, the Danites also took over a small portion situated in the far north next to Naphtali. Next episode, Joshua's farewell.